So the first day, yes, we have about 2 minutes to go. About 2 minutes to go.
They can come.
Even if we need 10 minutes to go, they're on the
way.
Yeah? If you go out, we'll be going back.
Yeah, yeah. 12 doors to man.
I don't think I've got a good thing. only thing I had stole, Steve stole from me and gave to you about this communication study committee. I don't think there's anything else.
Can you have any of the conversations with the oil people? Or anybody else?
No, I can't. You will have to ask the Attorney General and the people who saw him. The only person I saw was, what's his name, Loja? Roja. And he said so far, it's going on all right.
Mr. President, is any consideration being given to embargo or any other economic measure against Japan because of Indochina?
We will have to ask the Secretary of State. I haven't seen him yet since I got back. I'll probably go see him later on this afternoon. I don't know until then.
President, this means the oil will not have trust with the Attorney General.
Do you have any comment on the conference with Mayor McDonald and Paul? Well, he came in at the same time as the mayor of Atlanta, and warmly by the hand, had a very nice social visit to the drug vault.
Mr. President, non-public water suggested that there might be a new effort to put that cold.
No, it didn't discuss that.
No, not that.
Well, you know, the general asked it, as long as it can be regulated without federal regulation, and the coal bill doesn't, as I remember it, that's the question. It didn't set up federal regulation. Yeah. And I was wondering about the coal bill for several months. Right. Thank you very much, Bay. I don't know what's saying.
Mr. President, can you give us any background on why, up to this point, no nomination of a conscription director has been sent up?
I guess we haven't got around to it, that's all. We've been working pretty hard, overtime, you know.
Mr. President, are you going to sign an export-import bill?
Haven't come to be yet. Or be here. I don't know. I don't even know if it's come down to the White House yet. You know? I don't know if it's actually got here or not yet, but when it comes here, it goes over to the Attorney General.
Mr. President, on the Senate call, is a bill to pass the Senate and House Committee to set up a federal safety inspection of mine. Without commenting on that particular bill, would you say what you think of the idea?
Isn't that the bill the Bureau of Mines recommended, supported?
It was recommended.
Yeah. Well, I can only talk some background on it, that the objective is probably necessary because we have been having too heavy casualties in mines due to what might be called an uncoordinated or insufficient inspection. On this particular bill, I can't say anything because I don't know what it contains, but the objective is to make mines, working in mines, safer. And I think the Bureau of Mines will approve it. Not unless you can define what a conscientious objector is, and you can't do it, so I can't answer. read some of the volumes of regulations as they come out. That's easy to
do.
I didn't even read the whole two volumes. I had to have them briefed for me before I approved them.
I told you. When will we get the remainder of these volumes?
What?
When will we get the remainder of these?
I don't know, Fred. They'll be briefed for me as soon as they come across this way. But you'll read them all.
Oh,
yeah. I've been speaking since we talked about it last.
Mr. President, there have been complaints, or at least suggestions, not complaints, from one or two communities in the city of Philadelphia in particular. They're complaining about the fact that They don't have the money to pay their local registration board in order to conduct the work to be done on the 16th day of October. And they don't quite know how they're going to get it done. Is there any comment you could make on any obligation on their part?
Well, that's case number two. I got a telegram yesterday from one man in a rural county, I won't even say where, that they want to be paid. And that's the only county out of 3,150, whatever it is, subjected to the voluntary system. And I've heard nothing from Philadelphia.
Without mentioning the city of Philadelphia, is there any general feeling that you have on this subject? A cooperation from the local community?
Right. Only this, I've talked to the last 2 months, I think it was, with lots and lots of governors. Almost every governor that's been in here. Almost every mayor that's been in here. I said, what do you think about paying these draft boards or making them voluntary? And I haven't had so far a single recommendation to pay. Well, that's a pretty good general cross-section of the country, because all you have to do is to check back and see the governors and the mayors that I've seen in the last 2 or 3 months. They say it covers the country like the dew.
The scenic spectacle of
Phoenix basketball.
The scenic spectacle?
I tell you what, the only thing I can think of is more floodlights. The bad part is the You mean drums and permanent placements?
Yes, sir.
I feel there should be no more. In other words, I cease talking in terms of
1890.
No.
Well, that road is already very
why don't they open it and dedicate it
afterwards?
Right as me. Because, you know, my engagement, but I can't make them far ahead. And I can only make little flying trips these days. I hope to get there as soon as I can, but I haven't set any dates.
You think you ought to go ahead and open up and spend some money?
I don't know anything about the finances, but if you're right in saying they're losing money, I hate to lose money.
You try to get this very good way out. Right now, the guidance license in New England, you said you couldn't talk to the
Oh, I think all we have to do is read the papers the past year and find out why.
Mr. President, do you contemplate a trip out to Ohio to look over the defenses out there?
No, I wanted to go. You know, what I'm trying to do is to make these flying trips within an overnight radius. I very much like to go and see what they're doing in the general Pittsburgh area. And I'd like to see what they're doing on aviation in several places.
Is there anything definite in that connection, sir?
No, except that I've been asked to speak on the opening of that new shortwave station in Cincinnati, which is supposed to send broadcasts to Latin America. And they have set the opening date for around the 12th of October. Columbus Day again. I don't believe I can get as far as Cincinnati. I think I'm a little far off first base. I would like to go out and see some of the aviation factories and fields on the other side of the Allegheny, as long as I don't get too far off base. I haven't got much anything specific in my plan.
Did
you comment on the Harriet Elliott report on nutrition as a problem? Well, I don't know. Nutrition, of course, here's the thing everybody ought to keep in mind. We're trying to keep the word national defense in an emergency. Limited as far as possible, when we use those terms, to things that definitely and directly affect the immediate problem of national defense. Now, of course, well, for example, whether ladies are eligible for White House press club dinners is a matter of national defense, but it's not immediate. You see what I mean? As to whether my Christmas trees are a success this year, in the long run affects the national prosperity as well as my own. In the same way, you can talk about health and education and things like that. The improvement of health nationally is an exceedingly important thing for the ultimate defense, but not the immediate defense of this country, except in one particular. Same thing with education. Education and health, take those two things. Malnutrition of children is a serious thing in this country. Now, what this Defense Council is limiting itself to is not the general nutrition problem of young people all over the United States, but it does relate to malnutrition or good nutrition among the children of people employed in paying out defense things. As for example, if you start a new plant, I always go back to the old Bridgeport case where you double or triple the population of the normal city as we did in 1917 and 18. There aren't enough doctors to go around. The food supply is insufficient locally. There aren't enough schools to go around. So you have, in some way, to look after the health and the education of that extra 100,000 people which have suddenly come to town. And the work of the Defense Council draws the line somewhere between the immediate need caused by this present current defense program and the general definition of what is going to be good for the country in the next 50 or 100 years. Make yourself clear, I draw a line. That's it.
Mr. President, have you received the protest from Pittsburgh for the education against the $40 million proposed $40 million appropriation for NYA or staying in the National Defense Purposes?
Never heard it? Never heard of it.
Thank you. What page? Where? What about them? Are we going to do
one?
No. The answer is no.
Thank you, Mr.
Where did you go? Where did you go? go. I haven't found out yet. I'll let you go.
Getting you the invitation now?
What?
You're getting you the invitation now after the dance?
I'm not a part of this. Yeah, I'll do that. Come down on that.